Pete Buttigieg, Beto's confiscation plan not ready for prime time. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 15, 2019. During the October 15, Democrat debate, Pete Buttigieg criticized Robert Beto O'Rourke's confiscatory buyback plan, suggesting it is not refined enough to even be implemented. He made his comments after O'Rourke reiterated his plan to use a government-mandated buyback to take away AR-15 and AK-47 rifles. O'Rourke was sloppy in attempting to explain how his plan would be enforced, and Buttigieg pounced, saying, "You just made it clear that you don't actually know how this is going to take weapons off the streets. If you can develop the plan further, I think we can have a debate about it, but we can't wait." Buttigieg went on to criticize what he sees as an exorbitant amount of tweaking and refining that slows gun control proposals. He said, "We can't wait for universal background checks. We can wait to ban the sale of new weapons and high-capacity magazines, so we don't wind up with millions more of these things on the streets." He listed numerous other gun controls that he said the Democrats can't wait for, then summarized, saying, "We cannot wait for purity tests, we have to just get something done." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.